Well, I think the excesses of Me Too have kind of, like, died away. Their debut self-titled album, released in 1977. Pretty good song, good album. 6 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the hour. IDs before we fall too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. I'm pretty good at updating the playlist, though. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray. Oh, yeah. So, I started watching on, like, what is it? On one of these, torrent viewers. I forget what they call it. B or something? B... B something. Yeah, I started watching a Miracle where the B torrent. Yeah, I think this is what it's called. So yeah, I started watching a Miracle, the movie about like the 1980 U.S. hockey team that beat the Soviets. But I started watching that, and so I'll watch a little bit more tonight. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived the first hour of this week's The Next Show, and we'll be back with hour number two featuring theme time songs about Sacramento right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show
on Radio Free Dishonuts.
You are listening to Radio Free Dishnuts.
Free Dishnuts. Oh my god, RFD.
Hello there. You may not remember me. Or if you do, you may have nightmares. This is the Impaler from Impaler Control. Wishing everybody on Skyscanner and RFD and all the other stations that carry us the best holiday season greetings. Doesn't matter what you celebrate, just as long as you celebrate it and keep that spirit in your heart and take the light and carry it into the new year. Blessings upon your house.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing. Too much heavy metal. Too much music you've never heard before. Too many long, boring economic lectures. Well, my friend, then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Hello, this is Bambi, co-host of the Jimmy Lee and Bambi Show on CNI Radio, which airs live Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, -5 Universal Time, and simulcast on RFD. Happy holidays, season's greetings, and as Tiny Tim would say, God bless us everyone. Music recorded by John Hullingham at SoundCloud.com.
The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and...
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, p.m. Pacific Time.
In the town of Nazarene, an angel has appeared to Mary and Joseph and told them of the birth of a child. And he shall be the son of God. And lo, Joseph said, hey, man, whatever, man. Because he knew that God controlled thunder and disease like cancer and herpes. So Joseph and Mary rode a donkey into the hills of Galilee to Bethlehem so she could give birth in a barn, because that makes sense to hippies who don't wash and think it's all right to lay in straw and sit next to goats. It ain't. And lo, the Son of God was born on that day. And the angels knew it was so, because the baby already looked godly with a long gray beard, which babies don't have. Also, the baby could probably shoot laser beams from his diaper. I'm not saying that happened, but lo, I'm not saying it didn't happen. But it probably happened. And his parents were killed by Voldemort, and he knew he had to go to wizard college.
Hey.
And they all joined a crazy race called a cannibal
run. This story is important.
I'm just setting the scene. I'm building the characters. And lo, far away in the east, the forest, that's a weather balloon. Let me look at it, Charlie. Whoa! Why, it's...
Rory, stop making up stuff.
Fine. I'll go back to your stupid, boring version that nobody cares about. The king of the Jews apparently was not registered anywhere. And they figured we're gonna give the baby spice to play with. Here, Jesus, why don't you suck on this paprika stick? Do you like ground cumin, baby? Well, let's use this in place of talc and rub it on your privates.
You're treading on some pretty thin ice, Shane.
I'm just saying, they're wise men. And I do not consider it wise to give spice to a baby.
I want me one of them easy-bake ovens where you can make real cupcakes.
As do I. But the magic baby was not to receive an easy-bake oven on that day. Not with Perplexo and the evil Dilutatron planning their laser assault on Bethlehem.
Just tell the story like it's supposed to be told.
All right, we created Perplexo as a composite character to take the place of King Herod and David and Goliath and most of Santa's elves. I envision Perplexo as half man, half 18-wheeler semi-truck.
Wrap it up, Shake, because this is making me very angry.
But the baby's about to lock horns with Perplexo and the evil Dilutatrons. Were you not listening?
Wrap it up.
Fine. I will leave that for 'twas the night before Jesus too. Avenge the revengeful. On the teaser poster, it's just going to say TTNBJ2ATR. Because that's Hollywood style.
Shake!
Fine. And after Mary was done having the magic baby, Joseph got her to get up and cook for everyone, even the farm animals, because that's what women are supposed to do. And so this Christmas, I hope you choke on your spoon-fed baby mush story, because that's apparently what you crave, you stupid listener. So I took liberties. Excuse me, because I'm an artist delivering truth to your ears. You know what? You don't deserve my remake. Why don't you go to hell this Christmas?
And God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, right. Screw off. Amen.
Happy birthday, Jesus. You're the one coming out. Rolling on tracks and getting it on. There ain't bitches and lows. Only bitches and hoes. They said they want more. He said, hell no. I gotta let it flow. You know you're riding in your whip. Ain't some...
Yeah, it looks like Winamp has hung up. So, Winamp is not responding. If you close the problem, you might lose information. I'm not sure what the story is here. Hang on, while Windows reports the problem. No, I'm just cancel. Now, we'll restart. Yeah, I'm gonna need to go back. Okay, now I'm reloading the playlist. Yeah, I'm gonna show stuff. RT promos. Let's see, and get the promo that I was playing. Yeah, here it is. Yeah.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. And take your live request from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
The youngest of five siblings, Imelda May grew up in an eclectic musical household. Imelda began her career at 16, touring Dublin's clubs and playing with the city's best musicians, who advised her to roughen up her voice a bit. Even her dad advised his daughter to channel a boyfriend breakup, as he said it would help her sing the blues better. She soon became one of the most popular singers to emerge from Ireland, moving to the UK in the late 90s and captivating audiences with her love of blues and rock and roll, with barnstorming tracks like Johnny Got a Boom Boom and Mayhem. A musician who writes her own songs, she has produced or co-produced all her work to date, most recently teaming up with the legendary T-Bone Burnett for her most heartfelt and personal record, Life, Love, Flesh, Blood.
If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please call me.
Something's wrong, because don't know why this happened. It's been stable before. For some reason, it's not working. So, anyway, apologies for this. load the playlist again and see if it works. It doesn't matter because I'm not going to use... This is the end of the playlist. So, if worse comes to worse, doesn't really matter at this point. So, yeah, we'll just play this.
Tune in at 6 on a Monday night. Clayne and Rachel bring the music light. The soulful albums play as we gather round. It's the world according to Clayne and Rachel. Grooving tunes and chats that are snazzy. Hit the IFC, bring your flair. The music sits alive and we're all there. Ooh. Tune in at 6 on a Monday night. Clayne and Rachel bring the music.
That was Big Star and Jesus Christ Sister Lovers, released in 1974. Before that, we started off with XTC and Thanks for Christmas, released as a single in 1983. As the 3 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the theme time before it falls too far behind. I think we already did fall far behind. Anyway, here goes.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week, we're doing songs about Sacramento, believe it or not. So I didn't know what the definitive Sacramento song is. So I'm just winging it. Here's Red Vox and Sacramento.
I've never been that sentimental. Every year is just the same. I'm gonna move to Sacramento and get myself a brand new name.
I've had bad taste, but now
Saloon of the dance club we came. Crazy moon on the dance floor, we'll dance till the lights will fade. Yeah, to be there with me, we'll dance till the end, till the music will die. If you're going to Sacramento, slide your dance shoes on the ground. If you got to feel the mambo, 1, 2, 3 is in your blood. If you go to Sacramento, take me with you, it's not far. Got the style, you've got the tempo. Yeah, into
the saloon of the dance club became. Dip and die and fly in the air. Gonna fly to the light. And to be the guide to my heartbeats and steps. Spin like princes of life's carousel. Sacramento, California's capital. If you're going to Sacramento, don't forget the LA style. In tune of the dance club we came.
The house of
Yes, that was Telenovela. And Sacramento. You can find the title here. From, House of Souls. Released in, 2016. Before that, we heard Avi Rosenfeld and Marco Buono. And If You're Going to Sacramento from Sad Wings, released in 2018. We heard A Day in the Life and Audrey in Sacramento from 9 Reasons to Say Goodbye, released in 2001. And we started things off with Red Box and Sacramento from the compilation Another Light Demos, released in 2018. So yeah, there we go. Like, a whole bunch of songs, and all of them were from like 2001 and later. So I think that there's no real definitive songs about Sacramento. So next week we'll do like San Francisco. And there's plenty of songs about San Francisco, so look forward to that next week. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, oh, here we go. Number 6, I heard your parody of the 12 Days of Christmas. Why does Ringo give you the blue balls? I don't know. 60 blue balls to be exact. I don't know, it's just like, what did I say in that? I'm gonna see what I say, and I just like just things about like Ringo. It's first, like, Day of Christmas, Ringo gave to me a microphone for karaoke. It's not karaoke, karaoke. Don't record that way. So then he, on the second day of Christmas, Ringo gave to me 2 Beatles covers and a microphone for karaoke. That's like something that he was famous for doing, is that he recorded himself like doing Ringo covers, and he sent them to radio stations and got it played on the air, and they thought it was like the Beatles. They didn't know it was Ringo. On the third day of Christmas, Ringo gave to me 3 garbage cans, which, so that's like, apparently, like, some people say he's a garbage man. But anyway, I think he says, like, he does, like, detailing or something. Let's see, what is it? On the fourth day of Christmas, Ringo gave to me 4 hot dogs. Oh, yeah, so Blue Balls is like, he saw. Ringo's Blue Ball is a real Wookiee joke. And it, yeah, I think I did like a parody, apparently like his enemy was like Prime, and Prime accused him of being a garbage man or something. But in it, yeah, there's like, it's. Oh, here you go. The network, not Mike. Prime is right. So anyway, it's 15 minutes past the hour, so probably get the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. I think we did fall far behind, but anyway. Here goes.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
This week, we're Fuzz, also the Golden Needles. So anyway, amongst other things, and actually we're not gonna get to like the things from last week, but anyway, here's Julianne Hatfield with a new track from, and it's like there's not that many new stuff coming out, but anyway, we're gonna do it anyway. Here's Julianne Hatfield in off of Lightning Must Strike. This is a Popsicle.
Supernature, here all around.